I came out to my family probably before I went to Boston in 73, I think. And I was scared fucking to death. Because my mother was a nurse. My dad worked for the railroad. Very working class family. Because they didn't know anything about it. And I was scared to death to come out to them. This is what I told him. I said, I need to tell y'all that I will not be available all the time to come home for Christmas or Thanksgiving to spend it with you. I have my own life. I'm involved with somebody else. And she happens to be Diane Keesley. Now, I prefer women just kind of like you prefer strawberry ice cream. Mm-hmm. Just think of it in that way. And we'll get along just fine. That was it.
Welcome to Last Call, an oral history of New Orleans' disappearing dyke bar scene. I'm Rachel Lee, and you just heard from Marty Youngblood. I feel this real spark of recognition every time I listen to Marty's coming out story. There's the fear of rejection, the building up of courage, then blurting it out, all matter of fact, and finally the relief of getting it over with, knowing that you're not hiding anymore, no matter how your truth is received. When Marty came out in the early 1970s, she had somewhere to come out to. There was a thriving dyke bar scene in downtown New Orleans. It's kind of unimaginable today, where she could go out and hit four bars in one night, in walking distance of each other, and be surrounded by other lesbians. Now don't get me wrong, these weren't homogenous spaces. There were divisions and tensions based on race, class, skin color, generation, gender presentation, political beliefs, who asked whose girl to dance, you name it. But one thing that nearly everyone had in common at these bars was that in order to get there, they had to come out. Even if they were living a double life, closeted by day, once they made it inside those doors, they were out. And so for our first podcast, we're sharing some distinct takes on the most familiar of queer narratives, the coming out story. In addition to Marty, you'll hear the interwoven voices of five people who came out in the 1970s and 80s. Max Seisler, Diana Panera, Donna Bechet Kilborn, and Juanita Pierre. Oh, and some commentary from Juanita's partner of over 30 years, Leslie Martinez. First up is Max.